This is the Shofar Wire Morning Edition. Sound the alarm. Report the truth. Here is the judgment on Edom report. The hand of Edom tightens, yet their foundations crumble. We see it in the boasts of wealth built upon the suffering of nations, in the sorceries masked as healing, and in the blatant manipulation of power structures. Yahuwah is exposing Edom, and the tremors are growing. Consider the Kushner and Trump announcement. A 3,000-acre island fortress rising off the Albanian coast. This isn't simply extravagance. It's a physical manifestation of the separation Edom seeks, a modern Tower of Babel raised against the coming storm. They build their walls higher, attempting to insulate themselves from the judgment descending upon the earth, while scattered Israel endures the weight of their oppression. The Rothschilds, intertwined with this enterprise, are not merely financiers, but architects of a system designed to consolidate dominion, a lineage echoing the ancient enmity toward Jacob's seed. Yeshayahu foretold this detachment from reality, this building of fortresses while the world cries out. And the poison spreads. The so-called advancements of Edom are in truth sorceries designed to bind and control. We see the purging of voices, the increasing surveillance, but the true danger lies in the systems governing life itself. What is presented as healing is often a subtle enslavement, a perversion of life-giving forces. Remember Revelation 18, the merchants of Babylon trading in the souls of men, offering medicines, pharmakeia. This isn't about rejecting natural remedies, but condemning systems built on deception, on the manipulation of the physical realm to control the spirit. Yahuwah warned against mixing potions and divination, and this modern pharmaceutical complex, driven by relentless profit, is a direct echo of that ancient defiance. Edom offers a poisoned well, promising life while delivering death to the spirit. The treachery deepens with each revelation. Douglas MacGregor, a former Deputy Assistant Secretary of Defense, has now publicly confirmed what scattered Israel has long understood. The policies of the Israeli regime dictate the actions of the White House. This Israel First mentality, as he calls it, isn't simply misguided policy. It's a deliberate act of defiance against Yahuwah, a testament to the enduring animosity of Edom. The implications are profound. While the modern state of Israel receives unwavering support, scattered Israel remains in exile, bearing the consequences of a world system built on lies. This isn't a call for celebration, but a sobering reminder of the depth of Edom's control. Yirmiyahu prophesied this prioritizing of a foreign power over the needs of the nations, this reshaping of the world to serve a wicked agenda. And the serpent's seed continues to coil. The Lawfare Defense Fund, amassing $36 million, is not charity. It's a war chest designed to shield the agents of Edom from accountability. These funds will be directed to allies of those operating within this system, ensuring they can evade justice and continue their destructive agendas. This is a weaponization of the legal system, turning it into a tool of oppression. Edom has always sought to pervert justice, to protect its own, from the days of Esau's hatred toward Jacob, to the Roman persecution, to the present-day manipulations. Obadiah declared Edom's destruction for their pride and violence, and this attempt to shield the wicked from consequence is a clear sign that judgment is upon them. But even Edom's carefully constructed empire is showing cracks. Broadcom's recent financial report reveals a significant shortfall in projected revenue from its artificial intelligence chips, the very engines driving their surveillance and control networks. This isn't a mere business cycle fluctuation. It's a judgment unfolding before our eyes. For decades, Edom has presented itself as the master of innovation, promising a future of effortless convenience. These promises were always built on deceit, designed to enslave the minds and spirits of mankind. The pursuit of artificial intelligence is a desperate attempt to usurp Yahuwah's authority, to create a world devoid of true life and purpose. This stumble is a reminder that these digital idols are not impervious to failure, that their complex systems are ultimately as fragile as the breath of man. Yeshayahu 34 speaks of Edom's monuments crumbling, their strongholds falling into ruin. This is a time for scattered Israel to awaken, to recognize the signs, and to resist the allure of Edom's false promises. Do not be deceived by their glittering facade. Their technology is not liberation but oppression. Their smart devices are not tools for connection, but instruments of surveillance. The awakening is happening, a stirring among the tribes scattered across the nations. Yahuwah is gathering his people, preparing them for the days to come. The watchman remains vigilant, sounding the alarm, reporting the truth. Stay watchful, stay ready. Subscribe at shofarwire.com. This has been the Shofar Wire.